morning, a community in shock in Buffalo, New York.
When I first saw him shooting, he shot a woman, he shot a deacon, he shot another woman.
Nightmare that any community can face.
One's gun secure, one suspect is in custody.
Fired at four people in the parking lot, killing three.
We're going to need some officers inside the top because we have numerous bodies.
Where? Black people aren't safe, right?
In my research, I was obviously like watching a lot of like little YouTube docs, and I saw something pop up which I had never seen before. Someone saying R-I-H instead of R-I-P in like a person's name and the place that they died.
The rest in hell?
Rotten hell.
I love that.
Yes.
So that was
that's
cool.
My new favorite thing. Rotten hell. Put that on my grave, honestly.
I vacuumed today.
Congratulations.
Did you wash your jeans?
So proud.
I have not washed my jeans in like 2 months.
So I'm assuming you all heard, because Battle texted us this morning, that a mass shooting has happened, which is like the second one in New York, right?
Within the past like 2 months.
But yeah, so that first one, that was like that was earlier this month, right?
April 15th, yep.
Okay, so within the last 2 months. Still, that's a lot. So now over
it's
the weekend,
lot.
Yeah, it's a whole lot. So over the weekend, 18-year-old white supremacist, self-described white supremacist, by the way, Peyton, I don't know how to say this last name. Gendron, G-E-N-D-R-O-N.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't. I was calling him Peyton.
Sorry.
Peyton. Yeah. It would be a Peyton, too. So now, Peyton allegedly shot 13 people and killed 10 of them at a Buffalo supermarket Saturday afternoon. 11 out of those 13 people were black. And I'm just going to tell you everything you need to know, the timeline, and then we're just going to like kind of talk about it. So now authorities say the suspect arrived at the store around 2:30 p.m. with an assault weapon and was heavily armed, wearing tactical gear, including a helmet with a camera on top of it. His gun also had an anti-black slur written on the barrel. He also was live streaming the entire time. Well, he thought he was live streaming the entire time. It was confirmed by Twitch that 2 minutes after the first shooting, they took down a broadcasting and took down the live stream, and they're trying now to make sure that no clips are circulating. The video is from the point of view of the shooter, obviously, and when he first gets there and park, you can see in the video where he adjusts the rear view camera to look at himself, and he says, "Just go for it," before pulling into the store. So now Peyton also posted a 180-page manifesto online before the shooting. The manifesto talks about that dumbass conspiracy theory about the dwindling population of white people, which isn't
white
happening.
White replacement theory?
Yes. You know, looking at you, Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson, yep.
Yeah.
Actual white supremacist Tucker Carlson.
Loved by the Russians.
Supporting Russia.
Yeah, they play his Tucker. Fucking TV show over in Russia. That's how much they love him. And a portion of the manifesto is also written in like a question and answer type form. Within the manifesto is where he described himself and his views as being a fascist, a white supremacist, and an anti-Semite. Peyton was arraigned Saturday evening before the Buffalo City Court Chief Craig Hannon on one count of first-degree murder, to which he pled not guilty to. Weird. He faces a max sentence of life without parole. And obviously, they're saying that more charges most likely will be coming down the line.
How many counts did you say?
Only one right now. One first-degree murder charge, yes. But again, it's like in the very beginning. I think they're still confirming people. Like, not everyone who was killed was even confirmed yet, their identities. So now, when it comes to a timeline of events, it's essential to get things right. But I have my question is, like, when did the timeline start? Because we read the manifesto, he was planning this for months. In the end of all of it, 10 people died, with three sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. After being confronted at the front of the store in a vestibule, Peyton was talked down from killing himself by two police officers. After putting the gun down from his neck, he took off some of his body armor and was tackled by police. Behind him, though, he left a trail of bodies in the store. Throughout the aisles of the supermarket, where he shot employees and shoppers, that were mainly black. One victim was a retired Buffalo police officer who was working as a security guard, and his name was Aaron Salter. Salter, who is rightfully, you know, being called a hero, actually fired at Peyton multiple times when he first entered the store. Authorities said that he struck Peyton in the side, but he was wearing body armor, so it really didn't stop his movement, and he shot and killed the security guard. That wasn't his first victim, though, because after driving 3 hours to the supermarket, where he arrived at 2:30 p.m., he got out of his car and killed 3 other people in the parking lot. He shot 4, but only killed 3. But this timeline may go further back, because in his manifesto, he said that he's been stockpiling ammo for a while and only kind of locked down on his plan in January. And that's when he started really planning and going forth about it. That's all the information we have now, but it's fucked. And I don't know. I'm hoping that obviously more charges are going to come up, but we live in a society. Like,
well, I just always love, like, if you're going to kill yourself, just do it first.
Yeah. Like, why you got to involve a supermarket full of other people and just traumatize families? Well,
and also, if you have this plan to go travel 3 hours to commit this, you know, these murders, why did you not do that somewhere closer? Especially if you planned on killing yourself. What was the goal of moving?
Maybe the area where he lived was predominantly white. And he assumed that people in Buffalo or the area is predominantly black, because, like, it sounded premeditated, right? So maybe he stuck out, or he did, like, a stakeout, or he got a lot of information about that area and, like, the demographics of that area.
Yeah. I would be surprised if, like, when he said in his manifesto, he started really coming up with this idea in January. I wouldn't be surprised if he took that time to, like, figure out, you know, where's, you know, the most densely populated town in New York full of black people, and decided that Buffalo's closest to him, which 3 hours isn't close, but.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Digging deeper into the manifesto, Peyton details how his parents had no idea about his extremist views. Most of it was kept online in places like Discord servers. Shout out to bros of Discord. No, don't. Not really. Don't post your manifesto's there. As for how long this timeline can go back, in January of last year, Peyton underwent a psychiatric evaluation after saying in a high school class online that he actually planned a murder-suicide. Peyton wrote that he was cleared after telling the evaluators he was just joking, but he said in a Discord message it was not a joke, and that he wrote it down because it's what he planned to do. Peyton also detailed how he picked Buffalo County and would stake it out over the course of months. One time he got a speeding ticket and was worried about his parents seeing it and finding out that he's been traveling hours away from home and would question him on it. Those concerns, however, were quickly, you know, brushed under the rug, because Peyton said on May 5th that he's been able to lie to his parents and manipulate their emotions for months in order to carry out his plans. Another time he actually got caught staking out the Tops by a worker there and was told to leave. This was right before the shootings. So he has been planning this for a very, very long time.
Murder.
Well, the also, Northeast, like,
I just
want to
know what he thought the outcome of that. I guess if he was going to kill himself, but like he was going to kill himself, but yet he's not guilty. I mean, you're a proud white supremacist and fascist, right? So why don't you, like, fucking stand up for what you believe in?
I don't understand that either. Why do you plead guilty to something that you did? Maybe because of his beliefs, his belief, like, he needed to do that. Maybe he'll, like, plead, like, religious something. I don't know.
It's probably just his attorneys are saying that that is what he should do.
Yeah, say you didn't do it. We're gonna win this
because he's getting.
Are you gonna stand by your beliefs or not? If that's what you believe and you did that because of your strong beliefs, then like, say that in court. You know,
yeah.
Like fuck your not guilty plea. You wrote a manifesto,
180 page manifesto.
And I'm curious if this was. Well, I guess Reddit has tried to get better about like stopping that kind of stuff from being on there, and I'm sure that he's probably that dude or that kid is probably a part of these. Random racist like websites. There's a lot of white supremacy websites.
Hey, he cited people like Dylan Roof and the New Zealand shooter, and it's like it just shows how people get inspired from these other white supremacists. They do the same.
It's kind of scary though. What makes me really
you're
nervous
so
is
now.
Where black people aren't safe, right? There's not. A true place that is completely safe. And it's kind of scary to think, you know, okay, we're in the United States where it's supposed to be a melting pot of so many different groups of people. However, there's a particular group of people that, or some of this group of people that don't want other people around that don't look like them. You know what I mean? So it's just put me in a really weird place about safety and what I view as safe and how I don't, there's no certainty on whether or not I go to the grocery store after you finish recording and someone wants to reenact that same shit, right?
Yeah. I mean, in another vein, it's kind of making me think too of like all the shit with the possible overturning of Roe v. Wade. Like, what's to stop people who believe in that from going out and raping a bunch of women knowing that they have no recourse for it? You know what I mean?
Right. Sex like, is violence.
Yeah.
And that's why part of me is like, all right, like, I'm glad they talked him down and was able to bring him in because now he can, like, face trial and then other would-be shooters will see, yeah, no, we're not tolerating this. You're going to get dragged through the fucking mud. I hope if there is a paper trail, people online, they get investigated too.
And because, unlike... Like, oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, because, like, these people, they get emboldened by... these weird subsects of friends they had that they usually meet online.
Why? What's the purpose? It's the same thing with all these different types of murders or cases that we cover, familicide and things like that. Why murder everyone and then kill yourself or try to kill yourself? And I don't want anyone to unalive themselves, of course, but if you want to hurt other people, go talk to someone or... don't hurt other people. If you're gonna hurt someone, it's terrible, just forget it. Like, I don't even know how to handle this situation. Like, don't fucking kill people, especially if it's because of the color of their skin.
I think whenever something like this happens, there we always start having that discussion again of like, how do we platform this person's deeds without talking like emboldening other people doing it, kind of like Kelly was saying with Dylan Roof, of, you know, we don't want to memorialize this person, but a lot of the people who are grieving this process want some sort of justification or understand why something like this happened. And I don't think there's ever a satisfying answer to that other than they were a neo-fascist, like racist. Like this
who believed that the white people were getting replaced by minorities across the world. Like part of his manifesto was saying that like it was like what Tucker Carlson was saying. Oh, the liberals are bringing in immigrants just to boost their voting numbers. And look what happens. You get people who feel so, you know, fevered by that. They take it upon themselves. To go
Which is like, I'm sorry, but what happened with Trump's wife's whole family? Are they not immigrants? Did he not bring them in? I don't understand how that works.
I don't understand how the liberal agenda only makes these people that have these views associate that with black people or people of color.
Yes.
That's right. Something that I don't understand, because I'm not a representative for a political party. I have my own beliefs. However, I don't represent that. And so to assume that it's nothing but everyone on the left, they're all black people, immigrants and stuff like that, and they're all terrible people, why is that associated with just that whole democratic liberal ideology? It's just supporting black people or people of color.
Well, I mean, it's a narrative pushed by both sides, right? I mean, look at all the white liberals at the top. Like, the whole thing is that they're trying to, like, support the little man and all that kind of shit. And, like, represent marginalized groups, in theory.
Well, and how much of it is just, like, Nancy Pelosi, like, wearing the kente cloth into...
Exactly.
You know...
Oh my god, when they all took a... I died. I was like,
100% performative bullshit.
Nancy got down on that withered old kneecap.
Yeah, Nancy can wear that, and then Hillary can call black men super predators in the 90s. Right. You know.
But
yeah.
It's okay, because I keep hot sauce in my bag.
Like, the amount of like argument online here from people like, well, isn't it better than nothing? Yeah, I guess it's better than nothing, but that doesn't mean I have to support it.
Yeah, just because it's better than nothing doesn't mean it's good. Like,
why aren't you happy with scraps?
I gave you a box of scraps.
I gave you a glass of water when you said you were hungry. Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
Why aren't you happy?
You're not thirsty anymore.
I would just want to meet some of these people in real life and just, I don't know. I feel like it has to be money.
Right.
Which is why they spread these things. It's like, yeah, I don't care how shitty it sounds or how shitty it makes me look. I'm making millions of dollars saying whatever they tell me to say.
I mean, that's the thing with Candace Owens. I mean, she used to be a
liberal.
She's
tokenized, yeah.
She's a grifter. She was following a bag. It's all Candace is worried about, getting that bag.
Candace Owens is dust.
Say, before we end, or I guess people that are still listening at this point, if you're dealing with stuff to where you really want to physically hurt people, go check yourself in somewhere. Mm-hmm. Because that is going to be the saving grace of maybe not other people, but yourself and your mental health. And taking a life is something that no one should really have to deal with and have to cope with, because this dude didn't kill himself. He wasn't killed by police. He has to live with this the rest of his life, reflecting. Even if he gets the death penalty, he'll probably be on death row for so long to where he's almost dead, because that's how it happens here. So if you're struggling with stuff, reach out to people or check yourself into a professional institution where hopefully you get good health care. And that's another episode we could cover, healthcare in the United States, because it's shitty. Try. Like, just try for real, though. And that's all I have to say.
I feel like a lot of those people aren't self-reflective in that way. Like, if you're that full of hate for a certain group of people, you're not really going to be thinking about the repercussions of those actions. Or like,
and I think
a lot of the
indoctrination that those kinds of groups use is that removal of, like, self-care, so that you will never seek other answers or other positions.
Yeah.
Kind of like we see in like religious cults, of they break down the individual and they say the only answer is something extreme, and you have to come to church or you have to come do this thing for it to work.
Wear this tracksuit.
That's why they make the Mormons go door to door. Because it's not because they actually want to recruit people. They know that those kids aren't going to recruit people. They're doing it because they want those kids to get rejected enough by people who are outside the church that they think that the church is their only safe haven.
And then they make them ride bikes and do really bad tricks and get hurt.
Yeah.
If you're ever bored, go on YouTube and look up Mormon bike fails. That was a hot take. We should do more of these. It's a good event. But yeah, stick around for the next episode. Kiss from the homies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that came out worse than I expected. Wow. Sorry, guys.
We now have breaking news. Thank you.
so far? Is it my reflection? Here I am. Stars in the sky. We might be near the end. Deep in the night. Paint the sky.
That most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.